Now, you know I've taken a keen interest in what's happening with the hardwood timber industry. I got a tip from the Clarence Valley Council from people concerned about the way they are dealing with these matters, because they appear to be spending more time campaigning as activists rather than focusing on their core work of rates, rubbish and raids, picking up the rubbish, fix the potholes and get on with life. Now, we are told that there's an ordinary council meeting. Councillors will be asked to vote on a motion calling on the state government to end native forest harvesting. Now, the local community in this region, Clarence Valley, rely heavily on the timber industry. And what the council is proposing is completely out of step with what local businesses, local workers and other people want. Now, a recent report shows the hardwood industry is worth $3 billion in the New South Wales economy and directly employs 9,000 people. Many of those people are in the Clarence Valley. Now, Clarence Valley Council have been trying to push this policy since June this year when the executive arm of the council asked council to vote on a motion advocating for an end of native forestry. The motion was voted down, with 8 of the 9 councillors voting to defer the motion and collect public submissions on what to do next. The motion should have been killed off then, but it went through this public consultation process. At the end of the process, there were 2,464 submissions. The vast majority of them, being 2,358, demonstrated their clear support for timber logging industry. That's to say 95% of submissions of respondents were supportive of the native forest industry. But it doesn't end there. Council now have a recommendation to recognise the significant interest and effort made to present a range of feedback to council from timber, forestry, industry, timber forestry workers, interest groups and other wider community in relation to the council's consideration of native forest logging activity in the state-owned forest estate and recommendation to transition away from the practice. Write to the New South Wales government ministers and relevant shadow ministers responsible for forestry, biodiversity, tourism, finance, employment, climate mitigation and water management to request urgent development of a plan for just transition of the native forest timber industry operating in state-owned forest to an ecologically sustainable plantation base, enactment of the plan to manage our state forest in partnership with North Coast communities. Now, I have previously spoken with the CEO of the Australian Forest Products Association, a bloke called James Euster. James Euster's on the line again because the last time he spoke to us, it was very enlightening because he told us what percentage this is impacting on and the number of trees that are replanted when one tree is taken down. James, good morning again.
Great to be back with you, Ray.
Can you just refresh my memory and my listeners' memory as to what you told me last time? And this wasn't for the Clarence Valley. This was a bit further south, I think, inland from Coffs. Exactly what happens with these areas when responsible people go in and take the hardwood out?
Yeah, this is a really important part of our native timber operations. We harvest about 14 out of every 10,000 trees in our public estate. So Forest Corporation manage about 2 million hectares of state forest, and there's about 5 million hectares of national park as part of that, and then the broader public estate. But our industry is managed incredibly well, and we pride ourselves on being a science-based industry. But as part of that, like you mentioned, we only harvest 14 out of every 10,000 trees. And all of those trees, Ray, are regrown as well. So this is a really sustainable industry, and it gives us so much of the critical material that we rely on through our economy every day.
Now, is this virtue signalling what they're doing up there? Because at the end of the day, and we talk about this all the time about councils in Sydney saying, oh, we're not going to ban gas. They have no capacity to ban gas. They can vote to ban it, but it's not a decision for them. It's a decision for state or federal government, as the case may be. Do they have any capacity to ban this via what they're doing at the moment? Or is it just, again, making themselves feel better and pumping up their own tyres?
Well, you have to question the reasoning behind a council putting up a motion to their councillors to vote on, where they have no ability, no statutory ability, no regulatory ability to affect any change. What they're doing through this motion is you'd nearly have to call activism. They are asking council to vote on a motion to ask the state government to transition away from an incredibly sustainable industry that gives us the critical materials we use in the transport, construction, manufacturing, energy and mining industries every day and broadly beyond that. You know, your listeners will be able to look outside or look around them and touch a dozen to half a dozen pieces of timber in front of them right now. And that comes from our sustainable forestry estate. And what we've seen with this industry, 2,500 submissions, they went out after their first motion where they didn't speak to anyone in the industry and said, OK, we acknowledge we didn't reach out to anyone in the industry or the community. We want your feedback. They received 2,500 submissions. 95% of those submissions, Ray, were in support of the industry. And of course they were, because in that local area, we're talking about the Clarence Valley, that is part of the heart of New South Wales timber industry. And I could probably give you some news, Ray, and this is emerging as a bit of a breaking story. At 12 p.m. today, midday today, up to 16 mills will close down, shut down for the day, so they across the Northern Rivers, so they can attend this council meeting in the Clarence Valley at 3 o'clock.
So they're going to go and say to these people, "What are you trying to do to us?" And this council, what's it made up of? I mean, don't tell me there are some Nationals or Liberal councillors here that are voting with the Greens and the Labor mob, please.
Well, a lot of this work has been put together through their Biodiversity Action Committee, and as part of that, their chair is Councillor Greg Clancy, and he's prided himself on being a so-called ecologist in this space. And yeah. Sadly, the mayor was also part of this Biodiversity Action Committee that gave the authorisation to put this motion together. Fortunately, since then, and to the credit of the council, they have gone out into the bush, had a look at some of the state forests and how they managed, right, and had an opportunity to open their eyes to this. But this all comes at a time, Ray, where we're seeing a current bushfire just south of the Clarence in around Nimboida, burning through 1,300 hectares. And last time we were on, we spoke about the important role that timber workers play in managing bushfires.
Yep.
There's a fire in their backyard that's burning right now while they're asking their local community to vote on the future of a critical industry.
Yeah. So they use the heavy machinery to help the firefighters, and many of them are, of course, either retained or volunteer rural fire service. Just for the benefit of people in other parts of Australia, where we're talking about, Grafton's at the centre of Clarence Valley, obviously, but it extends south all the way down to west of Dorrigo, approaching Ebor, and then it goes in the north, almost to Tabulum, and certainly takes in places like Yamba and McLean, and then goes way, way west to a whole range of people, places, you know, probably on the edge of the western side of the Great Dividing Range, certainly east of Tenterfield and the like. But it's a vast area. It's a vast area that has been part of, logging and timber since its inception. But as you say, I for the life of me, can't understand these green-minded councils, even if they're not green by nature. When you tell us, and we've had it verified, that out of 10,000 trees, loggers take out 14, then replenish those stocks. Because amazingly enough, James, it's in the best interest of the mills to make sure they've got a plentiful supply so that in the future, the generations that follow them will have something to mill.
That's right, Ray. These are all regenerative forests, and we've been practicing sustainable forestry in our state forests for, 100 years. And we need to be around for 100 more to be able to provide the critical materials that are in place. And I've been blown away by the way this industry has galvanised together. There's been businesses through Grafton and the Northern Rivers that have had signs in their shop fronts, cafes, with signs in their shop fronts, sending a message to council that this is completely out of step with their expectations, and sending a message to say, we want you to get back to business, your core business, and stop putting the community and industry under such pressure. And Ray, this is a time where mental health in that region is really under stress. That our timber workers face regular illegal protests in the state forest from aggressive activists. They're harassed and stalked daily by activists who come to their homes, their children's schools, they accost them at the local supermarkets, and they have no certainty about their future with a proposed Great Koala National Park. threatening their livelihood. These are workers that do make an incredible contribution to their local communities under immense stress. And while they've galvanised together to support this motion, it shouldn't come to that, and we need to be providing more mental health resources to this community.
Well, the end result is butt out, council. Clarence, you've got nothing to say about it. You can't change it. Pick up the garbage, fix the potholes and leave the timber workers alone. Thanks for your time, James.
Thank you, Ray.
All the best. James Euster there, the CEO of Australian Forest Products Association. I mean, I'm sure these people on that Clarence Valley Council are well-intended, but they should be doing an IQ test on all of them just to ascertain what the mayor and others are thinking about. It beggars belief.